Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Giannis is hell-bent on getting to the rim. So our crowd's got to be a little higher, a little stronger. He's going to have to pass it.
Good stuff, right? Keep competing, working, playing together. Keep the court spread, drive, attack.
Got Bucks lust.
He ruins the Milwaukee Bucks. Coach Bud sucks. Coach Bud sucks. It's clear he doesn't know us. Coach Bud sucks. He reads basketball words out of kids' books and screams them when he is in the huddle. It's like he saw a movie once and now he's acting like a coach. He has no idea what he's doing. Coach Bud sucks. He ruins the Milwaukee Bucks. Coach Bud sucks. Bart Winkler, Jeff Orlowski, Horvath coming up. I just can't get over it. I can't get over that clip. It's unbelievable, the difference.
It's bad, man. It's bad. You know, and not to bring up
and if
bad,
you're going to be mic'd up, at least like know that and pretend better.
Well, absolutely. You know, not to bring up bad memories, but back when Jason Kidd was running the show, I used to make fun of him because every time there was a timeout, he was the only one who wasn't talking. He had all the assistant coaches do it for him. Well, Coach Bud, you might want to steal a page out of that book.
Unbelievable. 799-1250, 414-799-1250. Brick is in Stallus. What's up?
Good morning. So I want to know, how do I get a fun nickname like Mike the Painter? Because Brick, the production coordinator, doesn't really quite have the same ring to it.
Is your name Brick?
It's a college nickname, but I want something cooler than that.
Well, I think Brick is good.
Oh, all right. All right. Well, got your stamp of approval. So.
Well, no, all right. What do you do for a work? A living?
Production coordinator.
Production coordinator Brick.
What the hell? Just, what does that mean?
Yeah, you work for like a. What?
So, a bunch of projects that happen at the company I work for, all the different phases have to go through me to make sure everyone's doing their stuff and they're not ever doing their stuff right. So, I got to yell at them to get all their stuff together and do it right.
All right. Well, call a little consistently, and we'll flesh something out here.
See, to
right,
me,
we'll work on some. I'll come with some ideas next time and run them by you.
What's up, Pipe?
That description sounded like you know, he's kind of being a little cagey with it. You know, it kind of sounds like CIA, FBI, or something. You know, you could be like Brick the Super Spy or something.
I was thinking Brick.
Secret Agent Brick.
There you go.
Brick.
Okay. All right. We're getting somewhere. Let's table this, brainstorm some more, and we'll get back on it. But what I wanted to say, I can't help but think of that Coach Bud with the Coach Bud clip there in the huddle. Two things. One, I think the only words he spoke in Danish were better, and that's why that's all he uses at his press conference, because that's all he was able to speak when he was in Denmark. And have you ever lied on a job interview or application and then got the job and kind of had to fake it till you figured out what you're doing?
All the
time. That's what that huddle sounded like. Yeah, we got to, you know.
How do you think we found Pipe Bomb?
The thing. Yeah. I said, yeah, you got to do the thing that you're supposed to be doing that we talked about at the alignment meeting to do the thing for the job to get done. Right, everyone? All right, let's go. That's all I can think of whenever I hear that. It's like, oh, he just straight up lied on in the job interview.
Yeah, he's got no idea what he's doing.
Exactly.
Hired him, and he's doing the things that he got fired for in Atlanta, and we're, like, surprised.
Yeah, so, exactly. So, and it's, you know, he's been saved by having, you know, a good team and a good regular season, and I think, I know you're sick of it, I'm sick of it. Most of Bucks fans and Bucks Twitter especially is sick of, you know, being another Wisconsin team and another Wisconsin team season that has so much promise and then just...
Ooh, that was a good sound effect.
Thank you. I have my soundboard set up now. Just kidding.
All right, Brick, we'll workshop something.
All
but you
right,
got to be
good.
More. You got to be consistent.
All right. We'll figure something out, and then I'll.
I need you on
name.
Monday. I'll need you for game six if that ever happens.
All right. As long under one condition.
Sure.
Play me out to some Bucks Lust.
Oh, that I can do for you. Do you want the acoustic version or the?
Oh, absolutely.
Or
absolutely.
The more sexy version.
The sexy version's for game day. The acoustic version is like the day after, the morning of. You know, where you're sitting there just kind of relaxing.
Yeah.
You know, look over your left, see what you got next to you, and you're like, oh, yeah. Acoustic.
There you go.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks, Brick.
Have a good
Super
day.
Asian. Milwaukee Bucks.
Got Bucks Lust. Got Bucks Lust.
I love my Milwaukee Bucks. Got Bucks Lust. Vibe, supreme virtuosity, a supernatural, unflappable command
of stealth, power, and strength. This whole wide world believes in us. Shout, I love my Milwaukee Bucks.
Got Bucks Lust.
799-1250.
I love my Milwaukee Bucks.
I love that song, but I had to look up what half those words meant. I'm not that educated.
Do you know what lust means?
That one was one of the few that I did. Virtuosity, you know, it took me 45 minutes to try to spell it right.
Isn't Virtuosity a song by Jamiroquai?
Bless you.
Corey's in Tosa. What's up, Corey?
Good morning, gentlemen. Happy Friday.
Oh, it's virtual insanity is what I'm thinking of.
Yeah, I heard that one.
Yeah. What's up, Corey?
I'm kind of with you, Bart. I'm a little bit more optimistic because I do think this Harden injury could potentially save us with no timetable for his return, but just does not feel good. And with how good Durant looks right now, I mean, I absolutely love PJ Tucker getting in his face and giving him the business because I think he's as good as he is. He's got paper skin thin, and I do not like the guy. But I digress. One thing that frustrates me the most, and I'm not saying anything new here, just watching Giannis at the line, man, do anything different. Your routine is not working. Why do you need that much time? Do anything different. It is so frustrating to watch. He'll shake the ball off from the referee so he can practice that long drawn out routine that's not working for him. It is just the most frustrating thing to watch. So doesn't feel good. Anything can happen, especially with Harden out. You know, I hope they can prove me wrong.
I think that the good point, Corey, is that they're a frustrating team to watch. We are aware of this. Giannis is a frustrating guy to watch sometimes. Because when he's that first quarter, it was like him and Chris were on this level that, you know, we die for them to reach to. And it was just so great to watch those guys just get whatever they wanted. And then they took themselves out of the game as much as the Nets crawled back into it. And I can't stress enough that, you know, shooting threes, even if he goes like 0 for 3, they give him the room. He's confident in the shot, even though he shouldn't be. I can see him shooting a couple threes a game, Giannis. But the eight threes. Eight threes in this game. He's 4-32 in the playoffs from three. It's hard to believe that it keeps happening. Kyrie shot eight threes last night. KD shot eight threes last night. And Giannis, you put all them in the same class of 3-point shooters? Absolutely not. Steve is in Brookfield. What's up, Steve?
How you doing, guy?
Hey, hey Steve. Good morning, Steve at Brookfield, everybody.
We got one that we wanted. Let me tell you something. That was the Nets game to steal from us. So I feel very, very confident in game four. That was their game because we played terrible, and so did they. But you know what? We played 3 points better than them. That's all that counts.
That's true. I can't argue with that.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, yeah, I do agree with what you were saying. Giannis has to maybe cool it with a little bit of his threes. But I'll tell you, it's the bench is going to save us. If we got to get something from the bench too, you know. But I feel very confident. I really, really do on game four. That because, like I just said, the Nets should have took that game from us. That was the Nets' worst shooting performance of the season. And that was one of our worst. I don't see that happening. I wish they would dish the ball off to some of these other guys. Like, so what if they're 0 for 2? Forbes can get 3 for 3 then or something. Or you know, Holiday, just keep – they're not pounding the paint enough to me. They're just not pounding the paint enough. You know, Lopez is always out on the 3, and he can hit them here and there, but I'd rather have him and Giannis down low and Holiday bring that ball up and let's see what we can do. You know, because – and I told you, Middleton was going to – he saved himself yesterday because if they would have lost that game, Middleton – he'd be traded already.
Oh, Middleton needed that game, yeah.
He really, really did. He needed that game because, you know, Giannis is never going to go anywhere, but Middleton, he'll go somewhere if he doesn't produce. And I expect him to be just as flawless as he was last, except he did make a few mistakes, but everybody makes mistakes. Everybody makes runs on you. We just happened to survive a game that the Nets could have pulled off. And they're going to remember not winning that game because I think Milwaukee wins double digits in this next game. I really, really
– sounds like you have more Bucks lust than anybody else. Double digits?
Yeah, the Bucks are going to win by double digits the next game. And I'll be calling you up Monday morning saying, I told you they were going to win by double digits. That was the next game to steal. That was because, you know, Durant's going to get his 30. Kyrie's going to get his. But so is Giannis and so is Middleton. So what's that leave you? That leaves you at the bench.
I hope. I better hear from you on Monday.
Oh, you will. You will. And when they win, you say, Dan, you should be a fortune teller.
I'll say, Steve, you should be a fortune teller.
Yeah, and just call me Steve the bottom line because the bottom line is the Bucks are still going to win this series.
All right, so we're going to give you the nickname Steve the bottom line.
That's right, because the bottom line is – and let's.
I think we could do better on that one too.
Okay. Okay.
Steve.
Have a good day and go get him, Milwaukee. Come on, man.
Yeah, hey, Milwaukee, go get him. Go out there and get him. Go get him. Steve, the bottom line, because Steve said so. Actually, that might kind of work a little bit. 414-799-1250. You could tweet us 1250 AM. The Fan. We'll talk about this game, look ahead to game four a little bit with Horvat. Game four at 9 o'clock. Game four is Sunday at 2. We don't know about James Harden. It sounds like I thought Jeff Green could have been ready to come back game 2 or 3, and he'll be a big piece for them defensively. So maybe they slip him in game four. Harden, we just do not have a timetable on what is up with that hamstring. We just do not have one at all. So we'll continue to kind of wait and see. We've been finding out at least the day before. So maybe we'll find out something tomorrow. Jeff Orlowski is here today. Jeff, Jeff, if I have this right, and I don't want to paint you in the wrong way ever. Bucks basketball isn't at the top of your list, correct?
No, okay. It's not.
You have not watched a game since when?
Oh man. 2019,
so pre-bubble?
Yes.
You watched the game last night. You actually watched it twice.
I did.
And, just a tremendous job producing the show today, making sure that he's knowledgeable about what we need to talk about. Will you be watching on Sunday? The race is until night, right?
Yeah, no.
It's an all-star race?
I will watch. I will watch on Sunday.
Did you? What I'm asking you is, did you get the Bucks lust?
No, but it has nothing to do with the Bucks. The style of basketball that got played last night is not what I consider good basketball. I don't like watching ISO ball. You know, these guys, the Bucks shot bad. the Nets shot bad. I don't care if how many bricks you throw up and you miss a bunch of shots. That's okay. But team basketball effort, I need to see offensive possessions with more than one guy moving. Where, it's Giannis against Claxton, and yes, he could kick his ass one-on-one. It was great to see, blah, blah, blah. But with, you got eight other guys out there on the court just standing there doing nothing. To me, that's boring. So it's not my style of basketball. It's not what I consider exciting or very entertaining. But yes, I'm hooked, and I'll watch game four.
So I'm going to use you here because you're somebody that has not watched the Bucks at all this season. You watch a game. You just said two or three different things about what the Bucks can do to play better. How does everybody see it except for the coach? That's what I don't understand.
Yeah, well, that's what's frustrating. Now, while I don't watch the Bucks, I do. I'm an avid sports talk radio listener, so I know what's going on. I hear it. To me, the ISO ball and all that kind of stuff is boring and it'll put me to sleep. To me, the NBA is more exciting off the court. There's more drama. You got a bunch of young 20-year-old rich guys with all the money in the world. And the drama that goes along with that is what I find entertaining more so than watching one-on-one, or last night was two-on-two. You had KD and Kyrie against Giannis and Middleton. When two guys are scoring 80% of your team's points, that's not a recipe for long-term success.
Yeah, it's a great stat. 79.8%, best by a duo ever in history. But also then you're like, well, wait a minute. That means nobody else played well either. Where would be a great place to watch the game on Sunday, or any game for that matter, is the legendary Fourth Base Sports Bar. This is on National. It's right by the ballpark. This is the kind of place that would have pipe bomb written all over it.
Absolutely.
Sports bar, an old-fashioned sports bar. There's TV. It's a real good sense of community. I walked in there. It was the first bar I returned to after I did not go to a bar for a long time. Now, I do understand some of you never stopped, but I did.
Hey, did you get kicked out the first night back?
No, but I did. I had some.
Okay.
But I had a good base because I had a lot to eat. I went double meal because their ordering system's a little different. It's a sports bar, but then they've got a deli case menu like you might see at a grocery store. They got lobsters in there. They got steak in there, seafood and burgers if you want a burger. And you can take a look in there and see what is good for you, what you are kind of tasting that day, and then you let them know. And my ordering experience went like this. I said, I need some sort of steak sandwich, and I need something seafoody. Because you walk in, you kind of know what you want, and then they'll just make it for you with those recommendations. So I had a shaved steak sandwich with the Parmesan, or provolone, I should say.
Yes, please.
And then I had some crab, and it was just so good. And that's how it works. It's just, you go into any place, you walk in there for the first time, you're like, how does this work? What's going on? Once you're there for 5 minutes, you feel like you've been there 15 different times.
Yeah, no, that sounds awesome. I love cooking, so, that's my kind of place.
CJ will help you out there for sure if you have any questions. Check them out on Facebook for daily updates and menu specials. Fourth Base Sports Bar, featured in the movie Major League. A lot of scenes shot there, so you can experience the history of that as well. Since 1977, they've been around. Right on National near the ballpark. Fourth Base Sports Bar. More from you guys at 799-1250. More from the Bucks. Again, when we hear from the Nets still seem pretty confident that this game will be the outlier in the series. And because of what happened last series that they played with Boston, I'm tending to almost agree with them. We'll hear from Brooklyn coming up.
Brown misses, Antetokounmpo the rebound. Out to Holiday. 16 seconds remaining.
And deciding not to call a timeout.
Holiday spin move, gets inside. Lands, got him. It's good. And the Bucks go up by one with 11.4 remaining. Holiday struggling all night long offensively with one of the biggest buckets for the Bucks.
Out to Durant. Durant, one dribble, fires it up. Oh, back of the rim. Jubilation here in Milwaukee. The Bucks are right back in the series.
I just think we didn't make the shots down the stretch. I mean, we made a couple, but I think we got some good looks. I think we rushed a couple opportunities there. You know, but I like how we clawed back into the game, but I hate how we even started off that way. So I wish we'd have made a couple more plays down the stretch, but, you know, that was a tough one.
That's Kevin Durant. You know, we can hear from Kevin Durant and Steve Nash and Kyrie. I'll tell you right now, these guys are not worried about the Milwaukee Bucks. It's great that the Bucks won. It changes the entire course of the next 2 days because now we can talk about game four. We can be excited for game four. Fans are going to be good for game four. There's maybe people that, I don't know if I want to go down there for game four. They're going to go down there for game four now and pack the Deer District. There'll be a game five that we can go down and celebrate, even if you are down 3-1, if you're the Bucks. So, I'm just talking simple stuff. I'm Coach Bunning it here. It's much better to be down 2-1 than 3-0. But if you're the Nets, what I'm relaying is, the Nets do not fear what they got beat by last night. They think they're going to come out there in game four, and they think they're going to be the ones to win by double digits.
Yeah, absolutely. But I do give the Bucks a ton of credit, you know, for coming out the way they did in the first quarter. Now they've got to do the same thing in game four, but then not have the collapse like they did in the second quarter. You know, you try to fix that, but it was good to see them come out with a ton of energy and everything like that. It was good to see them, you know, go toe-to-toe and both teams shot bad, but, you know, to sit there and get into a dogfight the entire second half and be able to pull out a close game against that team is very impressive.
Yeah, they won. They earned the win. You win, you earn the win. I'm happy that they won the game. Kyrie mentioned it after the game. The Bucks, they were the desperate team.
Shoot, man, they did what they were supposed to do. Come out aggressive, backs against the wall, sort of say, and you know, we had to weather that storm. You know, definitely kind of put us on our heels for the rest of the game, and just playing catch up, playing their style of basketball, and then they made some big timely shots, which carried them forward. But we had our chances down the stretch. It was a possession by possession game. You know, both teams battling. So that's a good old fashioned playoff game right there.
It's like a 90s playoff game. It was 86 to 83. You do not see that kind of scoring in the NBA anymore. I'm going to play a soundbite here. It's titled Budenholzer. Bucks displayed great resolve, found a way to win. It's 21 seconds. I haven't heard it. I am guessing he says something like, yeah, no, guys played hard, Nets fought back. You know, we show we have those takes. It's a good win. That's what I'm guessing.
You know, for us to have the big first quarter and then, you know, things change. And for us to, you know, just find a way to win a game. You know, your character's tested in the playoffs. Character's tested coming into this game. And, you know, like we said, the group has got high character. They responded. And now we just got to fill our cup back up and get ready to do it again. And on Sunday.
All right, I didn't see him going there with the fill the cup back up. That's fine. Every time I start to think, because throughout the show we're talking and I'm, you know, you think about one play, you think about another play, you think about what could happen in game four, you think about could the Bucks win, could the Nets win. Every time I get to a point where I'm thinking, all right now I think the Bucks are going to win game four, I remember this exchange wired up.
Giannis is hell-bent on getting to the rim. So our crowd's got to be a little higher, a little stronger. He's going to have to pass it.
Good stuff, right? Keep competing, working, playing together. Keep the court spread, drive, attack.
He's being out-coached by Steve Nash. Steve Nash has 80 games of coaching experience in the NBA.
Yeah.
Joe's on the north side. What's up, Joe?
Hey, what's up, Bart? All right, so my thought about it is you're not really going to consistently contain Kyrie. You're not going to consistently contain KD. They're too good. So realistically, we should be a little bit happy about what's going on right now because those are two of the best players in the world, and you found a way to win. Nobody thinks that the Bucks are going to beat Brooklyn anyway. So the only way you can win is to beat them up, get in their head, and try to bother them mentally. That's why the crowd is so important. The crowd getting behind the team can help get the team to to the point that we need the team to be at to win. But Giannis has to stop shooting threes. He can't keep coming up pulling those threes. He has to get to the basket. This is getting ridiculous.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. Over and over, he does it over and over.
Over and over, like it's like the kid that keeps pounding his head on the pounding his head on the window, trying to go through, or the bird trying to go through the window. It's just not gonna work.
Yeah, just lift up the window and go through it, man.
Just go through the window.
Go through the window, Giannis.
Just dunk right on KD, put him on his back, and look at him. Charge or not, just do it.
Yeah, stop playing like they're giving these guys too much respect when they play him. Finally, PJ Tucker got in there. That was good to see. Joe, thanks for the call. They're talking about how they're dogs, and then there's like no bark in the bite.
Well, and then Giannis doubled down in the post-game comments, saying that he thought that was the right thing to do at the time.
The threes?
Chucking up those threes.
Yeah.
It's brutal.
I would rather him say, yeah, I took too many threes. What the hell was I doing?
Hello.
But nobody's going to talk like that for sure. This was a much-anticipated phone call today. We have it for you. Do you know? What's up, Ram?
Oh, man, you still got that stale Bucks music from the 70s. Oh, my God, Bart. Oh, wow.
What do you mean? Do you want me to bring in with some Eddie Lemberger?
I want some Eric B. and Rakim or some Regulators or something like that. I got to be upbeat, you know. It's early in the morning. You're trying to put me to sleep with some polka music.
Wait. We got that for you at Hot 105.7 over here on 1250. We're gonna keep Foreigner alive.
You put the mic over there. Just stick it in the door, and then I come in.
Yeah, I'll get Promise over here. He'll give you a better opportunity than I can.
Yeah, I know.
I'm from Fond du Lac. Remember, I don't know anything about.
I know, man. I'm trying to get you plugged into the inner city, Milwaukee, man. It's okay. Yeah. Black Lives Matter. That's all.
Yes, they do.
Yeah. Hey, Bart. I'm listening to the show, and I watched the game, and Bucks, you know, they protected home court, but I'm not going to go all everything what you just said because I listened to the callers, but like what you said, the Nets are not worried about the Bucks. They're just an obstacle that's in the way to the Eastern Conference Finals, pretty much, you know. They shut everybody down, and Giannis and Middleton was scoring, and what I saw, Lopez only had 3 points. You know, this big low post present, 3 points. And what you said, Brown, he doesn't start. Another guy off the bench murdered the Bucks. I mean, they had a 21-point lead and only win by 3 points. But remember, when they was in Brooklyn, Middleton didn't do anything, and they got blown out wire to wire. That should be a concern going forward. And like what you just said, they're not going to stop Kyrie and Durant. That's obvious. They're doing what they want to do when they get ready, whether it's on the road or at home. And I think going forward, Bucks Nation need to look at how can we get a couple guys like that with Bucks uniforms on.
How can we get two of the top five players in the world?
Well, no. I'm just saying. It's
hard.
Of the top 25 players in the NBA, it's 450 players in the NBA. There's a list of top 25 players, and there's some free agents. Now, remember, Harden hasn't played yet.
I know. That is the card that they have still.
I mean, you can't say that he's not in that top 10 list. And we have one player, but I don't see Middleton doing that in no second game. I don't. And we know how Middleton plays. He's like a barometer, you know, like Milwaukee weather. Today it could be 90. Mark could be 55. Got the air conditioning off. Walking around with a sweatshirt on.
Why does everyone keep comparing the Bucks to weather? What are we doing?
Well, I'm just saying. That's we know that's how they are. And I'll say this. True hoopers, they just play the game. They don't get caught up in early celebration. That's why when you talked about Durant, he just sounded like, you know, yeah, okay. They got to win.
Ram.
Steve Nash.
Who are the tier one players in the league right now?
Well, you watch them. Chris Paul, Donovan Mitchell, Devin Booker.
No, I don't put Paul there. I'm talking about like KD, LeBron. Who's tier one?
Devon is declining.
He's still tier one.
He's still
tier one.
Chris Paul is in that list.
He might be tier two.
No, he's one. He's in tier one.
Jokic is one.
Jokic is one. Bradley Beal.
Two.
Russell Westbrook.
I think Giannis is one, but not when
Giannis,
he's doing.
Giannis is in that group.
Not when he's doing the kind of stuff that he's doing in this series.
Well, you know, I'll say this about Giannis. He didn't grow up in America. And I just think that the best basketball players that come from the black inner cities of America, that's just a fact. And Giannis is getting better, but some of the stuff that y'all see him doing, he's trying to learn his way out of it. And I think what happens, he admires KD. You got to admit it.
Yeah, it's too much of like a, I need to see less respect.
You know, put it this way. You know, KD, when he played AAU, his AAU team, his last year, they didn't lose one game. Even his history at Texas, I think he had like a stretch of games where he scored 30 points like 11 times in a row. I mean, so that's superstar status. And Giannis is getting there, but Giannis got to play a Giannis game, and I just don't think Bud is capable of doing that.
Hey, Ram, if the best players come from the inner city of North America, where do the best coaches come from? Because it sure as hell is in Holbrook, Arizona.
Well, I mean, you got to look at coaching trees. You look at the Red Auerbach, look at some of the players he's put in the NBA, look at Popovich, you know.
I don't get how Bud's off Pop's tree, and it's like Bud doesn't know what he's doing. That mic'd up clip, you heard what I keep playing, right?
I think Bud was around, but I don't think he wasn't close enough to Pop. Because Monty Williams was one of those coaches, and you see what he's doing with the Suns.
Yeah, Monty, it would have been nice. Didn't we want him a few years ago?
Well, then you got to look at the owners. You know, I say this. You got to start with the basement of the Bucks. First of all, John Horst is not picking talent.
We gotta clean out the mailroom, is what I think.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying. Look at some of the draft picks the Bucks got, and look at the players that the Bucks let go. They should still be on that roster.
Clean out the mailroom, Ram. Thanks for the call. Clean out the mailroom. Clean out the ticket sales. Clean it all out. Clean out the ushers. We gotta start from the basement.
I got a little song here for Ram. He was kind of complaining about your song.
Yeah, Ram it.
Ram, see if you like this one, buddy. Little Judas Priest, Ram. What you think, buddy?
This is much better.
There you go.
Get that saved for me.
I will. That's good stuff.
Get that. Can you blast that up again? We'll play it on the way out. We'll be right back. We gotta get hype.
Oh yeah.
We're only down 2-1.
Mosh pit in the studio.
There's gonna be a 5-game series before it's over. Ram it down.
Basketball is all about instincts, and at the end of the day, if my instincts telling me that's the right decision to take, you know, I live with that. It's the same, like everybody. If you wake up in the morning and you think that you got to drink a cup of coffee, and that's what you want to do, that's what your instinct is telling you, that's what your soul is telling you, whatever the case might be, that's what you do. You know, it doesn't really matter what happened next, you know, because You live with the decision you make, and at the end of the day, as I said, I was just trying to make the right decision at the right moment, and today was shooting 8 threes. Maybe next game shooting 0 threes. Who knows?
I wish I knew a little more what he meant by that. Bart Winkler, Jeff Orlowski, Ryan Horvath coming up. You want to compare taking threes to getting coffee. All right, well, when you pour your cup of coffee, do you miss it 85% of the time? Do you miss the cup? No. And if you did, you would find a new way to get that coffee. You'd find a new way to get those points. You would not shoot the three. You would maybe not pour your own. You'd go order it from someone. You change it up because you're not good at the thing you're trying to do. I want Giannis to be better at shooting threes. That's what the regular season is for. Stick around and shoot buckets with Za'Darius Smith and Aaron Jones after the game. Do that. Don't be practicing during the game. 799-1250, 414-799-1250. Let's keep it going with you guys because we got game four coming up on Sunday. I'm happy they won. I still feel like if you're the Nets, though, you're not too concerned. If you're the Nets, all right, we lost. You're not too concerned yet. There's no panic in that Nets locker room, even if it's 2-2, which that's always been what it's been for me. Once they went down 2-0, the Bucks, you have to win four of the next five. So if you're going to do that, you have to win the two at home. You've done half of the job. Let's see if they can do it Sunday, and then maybe I'll start to buy in a little bit more on Tuesday. But, of course, let's say they go 2-2 and I start to buy in a little bit more, then I'm sure we'll hear the news that James Harden is back and series will be over with that announcement. Ryan is in Burlington. What's up, Ryan?
Hey, guys. Hey, you know, I've got to take Ram to task a little bit here. And you guys give him so much run. I would love if you guys gave him the best Nets podcast or Front Runner podcast. That guy, all he talks about, Kyrie and Durant and LeBron and all the front runners, and Middleton's terrible. He comes on every game talking about how bad Middleton is. Last I checked last night, who was hitting big shot after big shot in the fourth quarter? Middleton. Who scored over 30? Middleton. And he comes on here today, doesn't say anything about Middleton. In fact, he just says, well, you know, Brooklyn stopped everyone else. Last I checked, Brooklyn scored 80. Your guys that you say are unstoppable scored 83 points. Now, are they worried? No. Are the Bucks worried? They should be. They're down 2-1. But the run that, I mean, Giannis wasn't born in the inner city in the United States, so he has to unlearn or train his game. Is Luka struggling with his Euro game because he wasn't born in the inner city? I just don't understand. You know, he came on before the series started and made a comment that, mark my words, if Harden, Durant, and Kyrie, somebody will average the most points, the most rebounds, the most assists. Well, thank you, Nostradamus. Real tough prediction, Ram. You know, he comes on here, he obviously doesn't like the Bucks. They can do no right. Giannis isn't good enough. Middleton's terrible. But let's be honest. If Brooklyn should be worried, because if they score 83 points, they're going to lose. If they have to give the ball to Durant 10 shots in a row in the fourth quarter on any of these next games, they're going to lose. So are they worried? No. It's 2-1. They should be feeling good still. The Bucks 2-1 should have a little pep in their step going into game four. And Ram, stop being a front runner. I mean, you're from Milwaukee, so I always support you. But, man, you call in, you give no love to Middleton. He scores. He balls out yesterday. And all you talk about is Brook Lopez. Now Brook Lopez only scores three. He had six blocks, but we're not going to talk about that. It's always the obvious for Ram. It's always, hey, Ram, give us a prediction. Durant's going to score 27 points next game. Ooh, tough prediction. Anyway, you guys give him all sorts of run. I appreciate you letting me talk. I'm just tired of it. Ram, go.
I don't know where you just cut off there. I didn't do that for you. That's a rebuttal to Ram. That's Ryan giving us a call. You know how I feel about rebuttals. Ram will get one if he wants at 30 seconds, and we would do the clock. You guys, I'll echo what I said earlier this week. I think that this there's a group of callers lately that have – I really think that you guys are – it's really peaking. A lot of good callers. Everybody's kind of got their own identity. You know, no two callers are the same. You've all carved out a little bit of a niche. Yet you guys all seem to hate each other, which is fascinating. Just very fascinating. David is in Boston. David, jump into this party.
Yeah, I'm calling from Boston because I just can't believe there aren't major demonstrations about what's going on with the Bucks. I mean, you know, Giannis is the obvious one, right? I mean, he should just not shoot any three-pointers, because if you ask any other team in the playoffs, they would gladly let him shoot every single shot of the game from 3 points.
Well, that's right? Why they give him 5 feet to do it.
Right. And right, I mean, he's shooting, 18% three-pointers against the Nets. But the bigger issue here is just the team as a whole. He's just the worst of the problem. The team as a whole gets into this false confidence that they're a three-point shooting team, that's their path to success, and it just doesn't translate in the playoffs. Last year, they only shot 32% when they lost from three, when they lost to the Heat, right? This year, they're only shooting 22% from 3 points against Brooklyn. And, I mean, that's just not going to get it done. You're never going to win a playoff series when you're hitting 30% of your threes and you're launching them left and right. And Giannis is just the worst example of that. The bigger problem is the whole team thinks that they're going to win a championship at the three-point line, and it is never going to happen. As good as the regular season three-point shooting is, it just doesn't translate into the playoffs. And Coach Bud just does not get it.
Yeah, I agree with some of that for sure. David, thank you for the call. That was actually Jeff Wagner, I'm pretty sure, but that was David in Boston. I'm like 40% sure that was Jeff Wagner with TMJ. I'm 40% sure. The Bucks, I can't even do it right now. The Bucks, and people just don't understand. Like, these people aren't going back to work because of the unemployment. I'm pretty sure. Notebook Mike, what's up, buddy?
You know what? Sometimes I call Jeff Wagner. I don't know who talks faster, Sparty, Jeff Wagner, or that guy. What is it? You bet?
Nick Costos?
Oh, my God, that guy. Well, I think he talks fast because he's probably going to make 35,000 calls a day, you know?
Yeah, he wants to get in and get out.
The Bucks.
What do you call Wagner about? How's that go?
Fast.
Does he like dump you right away?
Oh yeah, he hangs. He don't even say thanks for the call or not.
What a D. And by D, I mean do.
Well, at least he takes calls, you know. I used to listen to a lot of, I don't know if I can say his name, Mark Belling. He takes no calls at all.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about him.
You're not a fan?
No.
Well, don't worry. Someday he's going to move to New York and do what Rush is doing. Now, I was talking to Romney about this yesterday.
Romney.
There was a movie called Crash. There was a movie called Bull Durham. And I said, it's time to throw the basketballs in the shower and stop the lollygagging. And they did. And I said, they got to get tough. And P.J. Tucker, he took care of that. And these threes, no, by Giannis. Shaq never put up a three. Shaq drove the lane. He's got, what, three rings? Free throws be damned with him. And then I got a...
So what do you think about schools?
You're
schools
too slow.
Schools around the Milwaukee area... Well, want to enact the critical race theory.
My wife is really beautiful, and she got a really good job.
You know, I was in my closet today, and I'm like, what particular brand of orange shirt do I want to wear today? And I have decided that the orange shirt I'm going to wear is the one with the popped collar. And I last wore it.
I was a lawyer for 11 years.
I last wore it at the Republican convention. And you have people on both sides, but more from the left.
You know what? These callers got to think we're nuts.
Well, I think I got a good Jeff Wagner.
And I got two final takes.
I'm letting you go because I'm Jeff Wagner. And I'm not even saying thanks. I got to let you go.
Jeff?
I got to let you go.
No.
I'm Jeff Wagner.
You're not really going to hang up.
Yes, I am. I got to commit to the bit.
I got the MVP, Dokic, right? I can never get that name right. I got Curry, Durant, Harden, Giannis, Westbrook, Devin Booker, Chris Paul, Damian Lillard, Kyrie Irving. Did you make it to the fourth base? Did I hear that?
I went the other day.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I wanted to go yesterday for the game,
and I had to go to the hospital for a test. Oh. Well, 6 hours later, I was leaving.
Are you okay?
Oh, well, I'm getting an operation next week. But they love me over there. Every time I go to the hospital, they won't let me leave.
And what is it about hospitals with this private, you guys want this privatized socialism health insurance?
If you're on the Medicare, you know, Medicaid is better than the Medicare, but you can get a, you know, supplement that.
So, all right, my guy, I'm going to let you go.
Hold on, on that guy. That
hold on.
Saying how great Milwaukee is.
Yeah.
Where else can you go in the summer and go to church festivals, 50 of them, and hear this 50 times?
Well, well, I'll tell you, my local parish decided to actually postpone our church festival because of still the COVID pandemic. And I'm thinking, isn't it over? Am I? Oh, sorry, Jeff. I turned you down on accident.
Yeah, it ended a couple weeks ago, Jeff. I don't know if you heard, but yeah, it's all
well, then
over.
Why are people on the left still so adamant that we wear masks?
Just trying to steal our freedom.
Rams
good luck with your surgery, Mike. We're rooting for you, buddy. We love you.
Rams got a 30-second rebuttal.
Here we go.
Ram, you get 30 seconds to rebut the caller that blasted you in the smithereens.
He tried to. Good try.
One.
Going to the weekend.
Two.
Hey, instead
three.
Giannis working on threes. How about free throw line? Huh? He shot an air ball from the free throw
10.
Line. In a violation. You know, so the last caller made a comment from Boston. He talked about the Bucks shooting these threes.
15.
They're not going to beat a series against Brooklyn shooting threes. And let's
20.
Remember, they played two games in Boston.
25, 26, 27, 28, 29. All right, Ram, that's your rebuttal. Thank you.
All right. All right.
A little fast clock there, but that was the rebuttal from Ram. When we return, Ryan Horvat will join us to talk about some of the latest things ongoing in this series. And should Brooklyn even have a basketball team with the high rate of crime there? That's all coming up next on Jeff Wagner Sports Machine.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.